Craig Hamilton, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. You guys are amazing. What a beautiful way to start the day. Thank you. And thank you, Hannah. What an honor to be able to lead a brief meditation for this group. I was thinking about this group and all the millions of hours of meditation we've probably all logged together. And when you think about how much meditation perhaps you've done in your life, you might think, well, gosh, 10 minutes of meditation, how much could we accomplish in 10 minutes? The good news is quite a lot, because meditation is, at least as it's taught in all the great contemplative traditions, it's not a path to enlightenment, it's a practice of enlightenment. It's a practice of resting in the part of us that is already the divine, that is already liberated, that is already fully enlightened as we are right now. And that doesn't take any time, because it's who we are right now. So what I want to invite us to do today is set the intention that in this brief 10-minute meditation, we're all going to go fully into the direct recognition of our own already enlightened nature, our own essential self. And the other good news is that if even one of us does this perfectly, the field generated by your spontaneous recognition of your own enlightened nature will be so strong that it will enlighten all of us for at least a few minutes. So may you be the one who does that for all of us. So you can do this meditation with your eyes open or closed. If you choose to have your eyes open, just let your gaze gently rest in front of you. Not wandering around, just resting on something. And the first posture we want to take for this profound meditation is what Suzuki Roshi called a beginner's mind. That means no matter how much meditation you've done, even if you're the world's leading expert in spiritual transformation, which you may well be, being in this room, rest in a place where you know absolutely nothing. Nothing about meditation. Nothing about enlightenment. Because, of course, your mind will never know anything about your true nature anyway. So let's all just let go of every idea we have about everything. And just rest in this primordial innocence. And maybe just in that, you can notice something of this essential nature. This enlightened mind that is your own true nature. Just in abandoning every idea. Just in not knowing. The freedom of not needing to know. The second posture I want to invite you to take inwardly to invite your own true nature to reveal itself is to simply allow everything to be exactly as it is right now. Allow this moment to be what it is. Which also means allowing yourself to be as you are. Allowing the world to be as it is. Now this posture is perhaps even more challenging than not knowing, because it means we have to let our experience be however it is right now, including whatever thoughts are present, whatever feelings are present, whatever discomforts are present. We're taking the radical posture that there's nothing wrong right now. There's no problem right now. Can I allow everything to be exactly as it is right now? So we're resting in this essential innocence that doesn't know anything, free from concepts. And then we're allowing life to simply happen as it's happening right now. And we're allowing change to happen because your experience keeps changing. What's going on in your mind keeps changing. Your emotions keep changing. The world keeps changing. And we're not resisting it. We're not resisting the flow of change, the flow of life, as it's moving through us right now. It's a posture of no control. Now I want to invite you to bring your attention to the quality of the space between us. There's a meditation that's happening in this room, whether you think you're meditating or not. You're being meditated. meditation's already happening. One of the easiest ways to meditate is to just bring your attention to the meditation that's always going on, but that's especially going on when you're sitting with a group of people who are giving their whole heart and attention to this practice. So we're not knowing anything. We're resting in the freedom from needing to know anything. We're allowing everything to be as it is. We're just letting meditation happen. And because we're not knowing, we can't really know whether we're doing it or not. So we just keep doing it in whatever way we are, and allowing that to be our practice in this moment. So this was a very brief meditation experiment. And one of the interesting things about meditation experiments is that the results of the experiment often only reveal themselves later. So whether you feel, oh, I got a glimpse of my true nature, or I really rested in my enlightened mind this morning for a moment, or whether you think absolutely nothing happened for you, just remain open and curious and see if the results of the experiment show up somewhere else in your day, because they just might. And I want to invite us all to carry this stance of resting in our true nature with us in all of our interactions and engagement today, and see how that unfolds in the collective. So thank you.